Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You like humidity, wind, and rain? Well, you'll love this seven-day forecast. This is meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center. Unfortunately, we do have severe weather on the way, especially late Saturday into early Sunday morning, earlier to our west and later to our east. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Almost Friday. We're entering peak severe weather season here across North Texas. Please, please, please have multiple ways to receive warnings. Also, download our Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen to us 24/7, anytime, anywhere. We're starting off this morning very mild and muggy again, with temperatures near 70 degrees with extensive low cloud cover. This is the first in a series of upper-level disturbances. We'll be heading into the central plain states this afternoon. This will spark numerous showers and storms well to the west and north of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The worst of it looks to be in eastern Texas Panhandle, western Oklahoma, and in Kansas. All modes of severe weather are possible in these areas. It's the area of storms that will head our direction by this time tomorrow morning. Yeah, though the stuff that forms to our west will weaken as they approach tomorrow morning. I can't rule out some gusty wind and maybe some small hail for your morning commute tomorrow morning. Everything should press east of us by noon. But more storms may develop to the east of our area tomorrow afternoon and evening. But most of us here in North Texas will stay dry. Afternoon highs today and tomorrow will reach the lower 80s. If you have outdoor weekend plans, stay weather aware. Again, late Saturday afternoon and evening through the early morning hours on Sunday. That's our greatest chance for more widespread severe storms here across North Texas, where all modes of severe weather are possible. Again, not everyone will see severe storms. Please keep in mind, again, that you need to have multiple ways to receive warnings. Most of us should get at least an inch of rain out of Saturday's event. I am getting a lot of questions about outdoor sporting events for the kiddos this weekend. If they have baseball games scheduled on Saturday and Sunday, the fields will be wet both days. Soccer games, well, you guys play regardless of field conditions, but the lightning threat will mainly be tomorrow morning and then again late Saturday evening into Sunday morning across our area. Temperatures will be in the low 80s this weekend with a ton of wind. The weak cold front that will slide through the area on Sunday will go stationary somewhere south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We could see some more storms along this frontal boundary on Monday. It does lift to the north on Tuesday with a few scattered storms possible. By Wednesday, we may have our first decent cold front in a while come through the area, bringing more severe weather to parts of the area. Stay tuned. These events are still days away. And afternoon highs the first few days of next week will be in the mid-80s with a ton of humidity. I'm normally off on the weekends, but I will be working late Saturday to keep everyone updated on News Radio 1080 KRLD. And we will activate Storm Center team coverage if necessary, where I have updates every 10 minutes if any warnings are issued. We also have continuing coverage, or what I call wall-to-wall coverage, if we get any storms with golf ball size hail or bigger, or any tornado warnings. Stay tuned and please stay weather aware. Have a great day today. Ladies, don't bother fixing your hair for the next week. And enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.